So, Mr. Mayor, not only is your budget being cut, but your constituents and your taxpayers, oh, and your donors, are calling you. What are they saying?
They're probably saying that James doesn't vote, so you better listen to what I have to say. But
no, but that's very true. That's exactly. They're saying you're already putting money in that system. Look at the homeless population. I'm not going to give you more money. I don't think this is a nuisance. I think these people are dangerous.
Estelle, I know you've given me a lot of money. I value your support. But the reality is this city is not going to be able to tolerate a bunch of people out on the street. It's going to give us a bad reputation for business. We can't have that. You remember what it was like here 12 years ago? We had reams of people wandering around the street. We couldn't get anybody to come downtown, and no one would live downtown. I got to spend something.
But, Mr. Mayor, you're spending $100,000 a day keeping these people in your jail.
Fred Freeze, what's happening to James while all of this is going on?
James has been locked out by the establishment that is totally controlled by chronically normal people. Okay. No insult intended. We have these disabilities, we want roles in society, and we want to be acknowledged as fellow citizens in your community, Mr. Mayor.
If you want
Just avoiding us and say, put us in jail.
I don't want to avoid you, but I've got to build those jobs. You tell me how these programs are going to contribute
you
to my
You start us off minimum wage, 3 hours a week. That's all you have to pay for these poor folks who are totally lost out, to give them a little bit of hope.
Well, I might accept that. If that really is going to be cost effective, I can start you down the road.